ladies and gentlemen. See, I want to go through a few issues that I think all of us are going through now. And another thing is, I want to understand how does the mind of a person, or let's just say a mind of a human, works? Because as I'm currently trying to get reach and trying to fight for your attention, there's a lot of things that have been going on, and there's a lot of things that are being said, and there's a lot of up and down, but from those up and downs, there is no matured movement, or there's no matured progress, if I may say so. The other thing is that we as people, we forget the why we started whatever that we started. See, I'm not only talking to musicians, I'm not only talking to business owners, I'm not talking only to entrepreneurs, I'm just trying to talk to everyone who's actually breathing and everyone who's listening. And if you are listening to this, it simply means that you woke up today early in the morning and you've got a chance. Be it you in hospital, be it you wherever where you are, be it you can't see, be it you can't walk, be it you can't touch, be it you can't feel, but you can actually hear what I'm saying to you now, it simply means that there's a greater purpose for you. Now, the why people question, the why people stop believing why they started, where they started. Because that why question is the motivation behind everything that you want to do. I mean, the why is everything, why you started wherever that you started. But now it becomes a problem when you're starting to fear why you started. It becomes a problem when you start to fear where you're going. Because from my own opinion, from my own point of view, the only place where you should be, the only thing that you should be afraid of, is where you started. Trust me, you don't want to go back where you started. There's a reason why you started where you started, and that reason is that you wanted to be somewhere, and that is the only thing that you should fear. It's been said a million times, but it still finds a way back into our head, and then it still settles, and then it still makes us go back to where we are, and it still takes us back to our comfort zone. And I think it's not fair that we're doing this on ourselves. It's been said a million times that fear is false evidence appearing real. It's something that touches you, and it's something that makes you feel that it's alive, and it makes you look at things in a different manner that you didn't want to look at them, and then it limits your intelligence. It takes you back from where you started, and that's where you don't want to go. But we human, we make mistakes and we go back. The thing is that when we go back, we forget why we went back and we start relaxing, and then we start looking at how people live, and then we start thinking that we cannot be whatever that we wanted to be because of this stupid thing that is called fear. People are gonna ask you how you got wherever you got. People are gonna say things about you, but people ain't gonna invest in you. The only thing that they're gonna invest with when it comes to you is deciding where they think you should be. So there's one thing I've noticed. When you work hard, when you play hard, when you pray hard, things start happening. The only thing that you need is to just start doing something. Just, even if you can start walking like a baby, that's when things will start happening. Just start something. My name is Kai.